Here's minute three of Lit 102 at 2:25. 8. What would make you want to come to work versus have to come to work? This question speaks to both the reason the applicant is seeking work as well as the factors which will motivate them once on the job. Surprisingly, money often ranks very low on this list. 9. What is the most irritating part of your current job, the part you might wish you could delegate to someone else, and why? This question is aimed at getting at what the candidate hates doing and why. Do they not like running errands, proofreading, completing forms, making phone calls? Is this a task that may cause problems later? 10. Give an example of a situation working at your last job where you felt proud of what you did without being asked. How were you recognized for doing this? The kind of personal initiative your applicant has displayed in past employment can serve as a good predictor of the initiative they will bring to your position. Pay attention to tone of voice and body language when describing the recognition they may or may not have received. Overly negative or critical may be the sign of a prima donna who displays initiative only for the attention or rewards it will bring. 11. What is the biggest error in judgment you have ever made? Why did you make it, and how did you recover? Can the candidate come up with a good example of miscommunication or an assumption they eventually worked through? Is it as simple as communicating face-to-face versus email and instant message systems? In the end, were any valuable lessons learned from the mishap, or is the candidate stumped? Is there a perceived belief that they are perfect and have never done anything wrong? That can be a red flag in itself.